Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, lots of fog hovering over San Francisco. So will that marine layer be a problem for the 4th of July fireworks? Well, good afternoon. I'm Amanda Starantino.
And I'm Ann Makovic. Let's get right to the source here, the latest on the upcoming weather for the holiday weekend. First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch has the info we need.
And I think I should just go home right now. Just forget the forecast. I'm going to walk off screen. I don't have good news for anyone, at least if you live in the San Francisco area. Yes, we do have patchy fog in the forecast as we extend all the way into our Monday setup. Now, this is our firework forecast also for our inland areas, where daytime highs are actually going to be in the mid to upper 60s. Actually, that's what's going to be as we extend into that sunset hour. Daytime highs are mostly just ranging in the 70s for our inland areas. If you are heading out to Fisherman's Wharf to go check it out, temperatures drop only down into the 50s just around 9 o'clock. And with that in mind, this is what we're expecting as we head into our weekend forecast. Patchy fog across the board, and as we extend into afternoon hours today, it's not warming up too much more. This is all due to low pressure pushing its way in from the north, leaving us with daytime highs below average no matter where we live. That'll continue as we head into the weekend, but we'll break that down more coming up in your full forecast in just a bit. For now, I'm going to send it back over to you guys.
We are officially into the 4th of July holiday weekend, and that means fire crews are on high alert. San Jose Fire is sending a warning to people who try to light up illegal fireworks. So if you live anywhere in Santa Clara County, setting your own fireworks is illegal. Brush and vegetation is drastically dry, and San Jose Fire says one spark can cause rapid and risky fires that are 100% preventable. And San Jose plays no games with this. It's among the highest fines when it comes to illegal fireworks. If you are caught, the first fine, $1,000. The second, $2,000. And third, $3,000. So if you're caught selling fireworks, though, listen to this. It'll cost you up to $50,000 and a trip behind bars. And over in the East Bay, the Contra Costa County Fire Protection District has launched a hotline for people to report illegal fireworks. Fireworks of any type are illegal in Contra Costa County, regardless of where they are sold. If you see someone lighting them up, call 833-885-2021.
Two big East Bay fire departments are joining forces. Confire and East Contra Costa Fire are now one unit. That move brings about 128,000 people in East Contra Costa County within the bounds of a larger district. That is expected to result in major improvements with fire and emergency services. That district now serves 753,000 people. Local leaders gathered today in Brentwood City Park to celebrate the move.
We're only married to the conclusion of once and for all correcting inadequate fire protection services to the residents of East Contra Costa.
Construction plans for two additional fire stations in the city of Brentwood are now underway.
A big shakeup in the San Jose Sharks organization. The team has just announced head coach Bob Bugner won't be coming back next year. With a playoff drought lasting the past three seasons, he, along with assistant coaches John Madden and John McLean and several others, are also getting the boot. The team has won 32 of the 82 games played under him under his three-year tenure. This comes just 2 months after GM Doug Wilson announced he will be stepping down.
WNBA basketball star Brittany Griner made her first appearance in a Russian court this morning, nearly 5 months after her original arrest for drug possession. CBS reporter Astrid Martinez has the latest.
Brittany Griner arrived at court in handcuffs, facing trial on drug charges that could put her in prison for years. Inside, prosecutors unsealed their case, stating the 31-year-old basketball star brought two cartridges of hashish oil into the country for personal use. The two-time Olympic gold medalist and center for the Phoenix Mercury was arrested in February when Russian authorities said they found the drugs in her luggage as she arrived at a Moscow airport. After the trial's opening session, a diplomat from the U.S. Embassy said Griner was doing as well as can be expected.
And she asked me to convey that she is in good spirits and is keeping up the faith.
Griner's arrest came just a week before Russia invaded Ukraine. The Kremlin denies any political motivation, but Russia expert Jeff Hahn believes the American is being held hostage for political clout.
It's very clear that they did not need to bring the severity of charges against her that they did. They chose to do that. in order to grab the U.S. attentions and threaten her with the worst possible outcome.
Ahead of the trial, Griner's sister attended a support rally in New York.
I haven't been in communication with her. I haven't been able to talk to her. And it hurts.
U.S. diplomats say they are working at the highest levels to help bring Griner home. Astrid Martinez, CBS News, New York.
Now, if convicted, Griner could face 10 years in prison, and the likelihood of acquittal is supposedly slim to none, as Russian prosecutors are said to have a 99% success rate.
A hopeful sign for the Oakland A's. The team has cleared a major hurdle to build its new home at the Howard Terminal. The San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission has given the green light for the 56-acre site to be reclassified. And while the threat of a Nevada relocation still remains, this leaves a major possibility of an Oakland future. Some are celebrating the approval. Others continue to push for the public to have their say in taxpayer funding going toward the over $1 billion project.
If you take BART across the Golden Gate Bridge, you're going to be paying more starting today. BART riders will now pay anywhere between 5 to 30 cents more per ride after the agency's 3.4% fare increase. And for Golden Gate Bridge commuters, tolls are going up around 20 to 35 cents. That brings the average cost per crossing to $9.40, $8.40 for fast track users.
Since Pride Month has come to an end, the large pink triangle on Twin Peaks is coming down. Organizers are asking for the community's help to dismantle the lighted installation. It involves packing up the nearly 2 miles of pink streamers that sparkled all month long. If you'd like to help, volunteers are asked to come between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock today and Saturday.